It is as the song says, that amazing love that he loves even me. Praise God. Praise God. Love y'all this morning. Hope everyone's doing well. So good to see y'all. What a powerful, powerful song as we get ready for service. There's no better way than to get our minds together. Let's all stand if you can. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. God. As we get ready, there are still a lot of prayer requests that's gone forth, those on the text blast, those that we get in other ways. Those of you welcome that are watching online, if you have a prayer request, please put it in the comments section. We love the Lord and we believe in prayer. We believe in healing. We believe that in the name of Jesus, all things are possible and all things will be done. Praise God. If you have a prayer request this morning, just show by the raising of your hand. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. Lord, we thank you for this day, dear Lord. We just want to praise your holy name. Lord, we thank you for loving us, dear Lord. We thank you for your mercy, your grace. Lord, that precious salvation that you've just made possible for each and every one of us, dear Lord, through that precious blood that was shed for us. Lord, we just love you again. We just want to lift you up. We want to honor you. Lord, we ask now that you just let your Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, just have a free reign amongst each and every one of us, dear Lord. Fill this house, dear Lord. Just fill this congregation. Lord, let us feel your holy presence, dear Lord. Just let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Dear Lord, as we gather together now, dear Lord, again, may we be in one mind and one accord. Lord, ready to worship you, ready to receive your spirit, dear Lord, your word that's brought forth to us this morning, dear Lord, the holy scriptures, it's read. Dear Lord, we just thank you for this day. Lord, I thank you for each and every one that's here. Lord, for those that are watching online, we ask you to bless them. Lord, now there are those that are sick and shut in, not able to be with us right now, those that are traveling. For whatever reason, dear Lord, we're asking you to let them feel your holy presence. And Lord, we thank you. We love you. Lord, we ask you to bless our pastor and his family. Strengthen them as they go about your work. Dear Lord, we thank you for each and every ministry that comes out of our congregation. Dear Lord, may it be about you. Lord, may we just dedicate it to you and you alone. Lord, we give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Praise God. While you're standing, turn in your hymnals to page 6. I want to know more about my Lord. I really like this song. Just praise God. I want to know more about my Lord. Let's all just sing.
Just say it.
Hallelujah. You may be seated if you can. Praise the Lord. I always like to, with that song, and it just brings back to my mind as we talked about in Sunday school, and it's an opportunity just to invite each and every one of you to Sunday school if you're not a part of it. We'd love to have you. We have two adult classes, and we have multiple classes for the children. Just a wonderful time for each and every one, but most of all to get to know the Lord and get to know His Word. So praise God, praise God. We're going to go ahead and take up the morning offering. I want to remind everybody, the Amazing Gracers on February 18th are going to go bowling over the Southern Lanes in Douglasville. They're meeting at 11 a.m. over in the lanes. There's a sign-up sheet in the foyer if you'd like to be part of it. I think it's 60 and above for the Amazing Gracers. It's just a great time, a good ministry. Keep all the ministries in your prayers, please, as we go forward this new year. It's this month. We were just talking earlier. February's half over now, it looks like, so praise God. Going fast. We're going to go ahead and take up the offering. Any other announcements? All righty. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord to bless our morning
too tall to climb. No way to get over, no matter how hard you try. But somehow the Lord got you to the other side. Can I get a witness? Have you stood on the bank of a Red Sea wrestling doubts? Cause it's too far to swim and too wide to get around. But the good Lord brought you through walking on dry ground. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Are you standing in a fire and the flames won't let you go? But you're still holding on to a single thread of hope that the Lord can deliver, and you won't even smell like smoke. Can I get on with this? Can I get on with this? Can I get a hand raised high? Can I get a witness? Anybody wanna testify? If you cried out for a miracle and you've seen him do the impossible, can I get a witness? If you can't stay silent, you can't keep quiet, then here's your chance. Here's your chance. Can I get a witness?
Come on and raise your hand.
Can I get a witness?
Can I get a witness?
Can I get a witness? Can I get a hand raised high? Can I get a witness? Anybody wanna testify?
If you cried out for a miracle and you've seen him do the impossible,
can I get a witness? Can I get a witness?
While the Spirit of the Lord is moving in such a wonderful and precious way, I'd like the church to stand, if you would. Sister Jenny has a special request for a very dear friend of hers. Her name is Kelsey. She's battling a lot of situations right now and needs not only strength, physical strength, but spiritual strength as well. And even though you and I may not know her, God does. And all he needs is our faith to reach out to him to make a way. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come at this time, God, asking you a very special request. God, reach there in the life of Sister Kelsey. God, whatever she's battling, whatever she's going through, we know that you're greater than that. God, we know that you're mightier than any depression, any problem, any sickness. Father, and right now, as we agree as a body, Lord, as we agree in one mind and one accord, the reaching out and touching her, God, honor Sister Jenny's face this morning, God, and bless and strengthen and touch Kelsey's body. In Jesus' name, we'll lift you up and give you praise. Father, we know all things are possible to him that believeth. Praise God. If you believe what you pray for, give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. Hallelujah.
I want to sing the second verse again. As I was standing here, I was thinking about what a struggle it was for me to make it to church this morning. I've got a sick husband and a sick son at home, and I've not been doing the best myself, especially with my throat. But can I get a witness if God has ever done anything for you this morning? It don't matter the circumstance that you're going through. God is the one to turn to. You don't have to leave the same way you came into church today. Leave a different person today. Can I get a witness? Because God can do it. I know he can. I'm standing on his word this morning. I don't know about you, but can I get a witness this morning? Have you stood on the bank of the Red Sea wrestling in doubts? 'Cause it's too far to swim and too wide to get around. But the good Lord brought you through walking on dry ground. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? you can't stay silent, if you can't keep quiet, then here's your chance. Church, here's your chance.
Hallelujah.
Can I get a witness?
Raise your hand.
Can I get a witness?
Can I get a witness?
Can I get a witness? Can I get a hand raised high? Can I get a witness? Anybody wanna testify? If you cry out for a miracle and you see.
Praise the Lord. I feel like he's already sent it down. That he can keep on sending. Lord, we just pray that you let your Holy Ghost pour out in this place, Lord. Send it down, Jesus. Honor our praise and worship today, Lord.
Come on.
send it on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on. Come on down.
How many knows it's already come? I said he's already sent it down. Hallelujah. How many remembers reading in the Bible on the day of Pentecost? It didn't sneak up on anybody. It came as a rushing, mighty wind. Now, this is not a big building, but you know what? The Holy Ghost can fill this building just like he did the upper room.
Yes.
Came in as a rushing, mighty wind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you believe that the Lord is able to do all things this morning, give my hand clap of praise. Amen. One more time.
Send it on down.
Do you want it?
Send it on down.
Do you want it to send it down?
Lord,
do you want it to send it down in our world today?
Down.
In our life.
Send it
in our
on
loved
ones.
In our
send
family.
It on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down. Heavenly Father, won't you hear our call? Let your Holy Spirit.
House this morning, give him praise. If you're blessed in the house this morning, give him praise. If you feel his Holy Spirit right now, give him praise. Amen. The Bible says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. That means whether you feel like it or not, if you're breathing, you have no excuse not to praise the Lord. God bless you. It's good to see you this morning, church. Let all of our visitors know how much we love them. How glad we are they came to worship the Lord with us this morning. If you don't mind, I want to get right into the word of the Lord this morning. There are times when ministers feel a seriousness, not to say that the word is never serious, it always is serious. But there's times when the Spirit of the Lord, the anointing, comes upon us and lets us realize the seriousness of the matter of the word that proceeds from the minister's mouth through the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And I pray this morning that it will not return void. The Bible says that it will not. And I desire your prayers this morning as I attempt to bring a very serious message to our ears this morning. I feel a very timely message as well. If you have your Bibles, go with us to the old prophet book of Isaiah in chapter number 5. And we'll pick up in verse number 20. Isaiah chapter number 5, beginning with verse number 20. Woe unto them, everybody say woe. Woe unto them that call evil good, and good evil, that put darkness for light, and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes, and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine, and men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward, and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Therefore, as the fire devoureth the stubble, and the flame consumeth the chaff, so their root shall be as rottenness, and their blossoms shall go up as dust, because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, God, how we love you and how we love your Spirit and how we love to praise and adore you.
Father, but I feel the seriousness of this message that you have placed upon my heart. And I pray that you would just speak through these lips of clay. God, that you would just use this vessel and anoint. This vessel is nothing more, God, than just a vehicle to preach what you have laid upon our hearts. God, I pray for the moving of your Spirit. I pray for the healing of the bodies who are standing in need of prayer this morning. But God, I pray mightily for the healing of the souls of so many who are unlost, are lost today and unsaved. Father, I pray that you give us an opportunity to get the gospel to those, Lord, so that they may come to an altar of repentance, so that they may invite you into their lives and their hearts. God, I pray for every person here today. We know that we're here, God, not by chance, but by your anointing. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Turn to your neighbor. Tell them how much you love them. And you may be seated. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. This morning I want to bring a message entitled, Something's Not Right. Something's not right. Turn to your neighbor. Tell them something's not right. There are a lot of good things that are happening in the world today. There's a lot of good things that are happening in the church. There's a lot of good things that God is doing. There's a feeling in the air. There's a feeling something is not right. We try to analyze it. We try to look. We try to come up with answers to the things of the world's problems. But we all probably would be in agreement today that something is not right in the world today. The definition of woe, and that doesn't mean that when you're riding a horse and tell him to woe. That's one type of woe. But this woe is tied to sin and rebellion against God, resulting in judgment. Those of you that believe in the blood of Jesus Christ, I hope that you also believe that there's a God of judgment. Those that you believe that the Spirit of the Lord comes down and blesses us in the form of the Holy Ghost and we can honor and praise Him and glorify Him, I hope you understand also that there is something, amen, in the judgment of God that will result in eternal punishment for those who have not heeded His call, and those who have not asked Jesus Christ to come in their life. Isaiah was moved, I believe, with a concerning spirit. Concerned that the world in which he was living in had reached a point to where it was. One might ask, how did we get to this situation? And I would venture to say it doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen over a short period of time. But progressively, it gets to a situation when there is sin that is rampant, God's judgments and His precepts and His commandments are not readily adhered to. And Isaiah was concerned about this. He could feel within his spirit. The entire chapter of chapter 5 deals with the circumstances and the situation that the children of God were in during the time of Isaiah's prophecy and of his ministry. Isaiah spent most of his time trying to revive the children of God and to turn them back to their first love. He had a hard job because men's hearts had been hardened. People's desires had turned from a closer walk with God to give me more of the world. He began to feel within his spirit there's something that is not right. I don't believe that God is truly satisfied with the shape that the world is in today. I don't believe that He intended it to end this way. But how many knows He gave us a free moral will to choose? Choose this day whom you will serve. Choose how you will walk in the statutes and the precepts of God or to your own desires and the desires of carnal flesh. Given that choice, we find here that many had chose to appease their flesh. And Isaiah felt that something wasn't right. I would say today that
If you would ask many people today, just as an overall view, do you think things are right in the world today? I'm not here to take polls, but I would project that very few would say, no, everything is wonderful, everything is right. I do think that the majority would say, no, it's not right. There's just something about it that is not right. We can feel it in the air. There's things happening now in my life that 20 years ago I never thought would happen. I'm seeing things come to pass that I never in my wildest dreams would imagine would be taking place in the United States of America, let alone in the world. And I want to tell you today, we're not the only ones who've ever felt that way. Isaiah felt that way in his time. He had seen a children of God blessed, anointed, highly favored in the eyes of God. And God had fought battles for them. God had given them miracles. God had fed them from heaven. God had brought them through a wilderness journey. God had promised them, and not only promised them, but situated them into a land that flowed with milk and honey. They were blessed. Even their enemies feared the God that the children of God served. Now, because of complacency, now because of things going easy and not really having to depend on God like they once did, they begin to slide backwards in their deity and in their worship of God. Something was just not right. Today we feel it. Something is not right. Even the unsaved would agree with us today that something is not right in the world today. God spoke to me very vividly this week. In my spirit, in my prayer, and in my reading. Folks, I want you to understand, this is not the first time that humanity has turned their back on God. But before I get too deep in my message, I want to encourage you, I want to reassure you, that God's redemption and His forgiveness is plenteous. God will forgive again and again and again. Thank you, Lord, from the bottom of my heart that He will forgive. But He also says He will not strive with men always. There's coming a judgment day. There's coming a day when we're going to have to give an account of the things that we have done in our life. Don't know about you, but I'm going to be glad to stand and say, yes, I've done all those things, but I'm thankful that I've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm thankful that I stand here today, not in my own defense, but I claim Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I accepted Him into my life. He washed me. He picked me up. He placed me on a solid rock. He established my goings, and He lives with me every moment of every day. If that's the case with you, give the Lord praise in the house this morning. But as a Christian, something's not right. Something's not right. History in the Bible tells us that when things got to a point where they seemingly were unbearable, seemingly that men's conscience and their minds were on evil continuously, God stepped in. Brother David, if we're waiting on man to fix this, it ain't gonna happen. If we're waiting on this for the church to fix this, and you understand, it's not gonna happen. The only power that the church has is godly power. Amen. I'm thankful for the power that God has given us. But when things get to a point where Isaiah was talking about, it takes divine intervention. That's the reason that I think we're fastly approaching a time when Almighty God is going to step in. And God's going to fix what we can't fix. God's going to do what man can't do. And let me tell you, I believe that there's going to be an end time revival. And I believe that folks are going to wake up. If ever there was a time for the children to wake up, it is the day and hour that you and I are living in. But right now, something's not right. It's not right. When children are told they can choose their gender, and identify as whatever they desire. Something's not right. Read that in the Word of God. God made them male and female. God had a relationship for the population of the world. And involved a man and a woman. Every bird, every animal was destined and designed to be exactly what God told it to be and spoke it into existence. In church, we never thought we'd hear that children are identifying as animals. Or as young as 8 years old, said, choose your gender today. Let me tell you something. I was known in the womb of my mother by Almighty God. Hallelujah. Something's not right. I have to put my faith and my faith and wisdom in the Word of God and not what man tells me. But unfortunately, people are receiving that and believing that and expressing that. There's been times in my generation, had that subject come up, they would have been laughed to scorn. But today, it's kind of different. Let me tell you, God's not different. And the Word is not different. Something's not right when the government doesn't want parents involved in their own children's school curriculum. Let me tell you something. My mother was very much involved in what I was taught at school. And it should be the same today. Why would they not want parents to be involved in what they're teaching their children at school? I'm not saying in all schools. I'm saying we're seeing more and more of it today. And something's not right about that. God warned me. He said, you preach that, you won't get much shouting. So that's all right. I'm okay. There's a time to shout, there's a time to dance, there's a time to rejoice, and there's a time we better get dedicated to God. You get dedicated to God, the shout will come. You get dedicated to God, you lift your hands and glorify Him not only in church, but everywhere that you go, because you know your heart's right, you know your soul's right, and you know you're obeying the Word of God, and not what popularity tells us. So I'm okay then. If you don't shout, that's okay. Something's wrong. And I know we're in a mixed congregation, and I'm going to try to be very sensitive. When men go into ladies' bathrooms, or when women go into men's bathrooms, something's not right. I said, something's not right about that. I don't see God being confused. Then why should humanity be confused? But we've let a certain minority tell us, oh, you're not supposed to tell people what to do. Let me tell you something. The God that I serve, I'm glad He tells me what to do and what not to do and where to go and where not to go and what to say and what not to say. And I still mess up. I still need His guidance. But Jim, something's not right. Something's not right. This is not the world I grew up in. No, this is not the society that I was raised in. This is not the feeling that I once felt. Something's not right. I remember reading my first grade. Yeah, and I can remember then better than I can remember what I had for breakfast. But in my first grade book, it was the little Dick and Jane book. And you know what? It was perfectly all right for them to be called Mom and Dad. It's not right when calling Mom and Dad is offensive to people. We're supposed to add this other term to it. Something's not right. Something's not right. You know what's not right? We knew there's sin in the world. We knew there's unbelievers in the world. We know that there is, I hope you know, there's satanic spirits in the world. There is a movement against Christianity. There's a movement that hate you. There's a movement that hates the word Jesus. They don't want it on t-shirts. They don't want it on your car. They don't want it on the radio. But let me tell you something. Jesus is the Savior of the world. Jesus is what we need to declare to the world today. Everybody needs to hear. One day, at one time, every knee's going to bow. Every tongue's going to confess at the name of Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah. But you're not supposed to say mom and dad because that's offensive. Something's not right. My wife just mentioned this recently. When you can't watch a movie on TV without vulgarity. And I've heard the excuse, well, that's just reality. It don't need to be reality. Listen, the Bible that I read says we're going to be judged for every word that comes that proceeds from our mouth. Hallelujah. You know what's right, not right about it? Pull your toes on. We sit there and watch it anyway. It may be society, it may be the norm, but something's not right about that. We didn't used to accept it. Little by little, more is put on us. And it's like the frog in boiling water. You don't turn up the heat to start with. You gradually. And then it's too late. He's already fried. Something's not right. This ain't my note, so bear with me. Very dear cousin of mine. Myself, when we were visiting our grandparents in Rockmore, Georgia, walked up the street about a half a block, and there was a little sporting goods store there. And we went in, and we were admiring all the fishing stuff, the lures, the spinners, the rods, the tackle boxes, and all of those things. Just looked like a kid in a candy shop. And when we walked out and started to head back down to my grandmother's house, he began to pull things out of his pocket. And I said, you didn't pay for that. He just grinned. He said, no. I thought that was the worst thing in the world. But you know what? We have a place today. You can walk into a store, pick up $90 worth of merchandise, and walk out and never be arrested. Something's not right. Something's not right. My conscience bothered me when he picked up those few little things, but you can do it, and people are doing it. That doesn't mean it's right. Society is accepting it. I've told you time and time again, what one generation accepts becomes the norm of the next generation. Folks, we better wake up. America better wake up. Something's not right. When we send millions of dollars to other countries and other situations, and some of our own United States veterans can't even get the medical attention that they need. Something's not right. We need to take care of our own. I'm not against helping other countries, but let me tell you something. We need to help our own first and make sure that they are attended to. Some folks, you can't get any further than that. When did that happen? Something's not right. Something's not right when broken needles and syringes are strewn on kids' playgrounds. Well, there'd been a time in my generation where they would have sent a cleanup crew, and I guarantee you they'd have done something about it. But something's not right today. What do? Don't let your kids go to the playground. Aren't we doing something about the problems?
Something's not right. Bear with me. Something's not right when blood is shown on every action movie, but it's offensive to have blood in gospel songs. Really, I didn't know that. Yes, there's a movement to get the word blood out of old gospel songs because it's too eerie and too offensive. But yet, they'll show it on every action movie, blood pouring from somebody. Let me tell you something. It is only the blood of Jesus Christ that can purify the soul. It is only the blood of Jesus Christ that can make me whole. It is only the blood of Jesus that's going to take me to a glorious prepared place. If you take the blood out, you've taking it all out. It took the blood of Jesus. And we should not only sing about it, we should celebrate the crucifixion of Christ because He gave His all. And every drop of blood He shed for us, not because He was guilty, but because we were guilty. I feel something's not comfortable with the direction this society is headed. I'm not comfortable with the things that I see on television. Anoint me, Jesus. Something's not right when it's illegal to kill a whale but acceptable to abort a baby. When did that happen? It happened overnight. It just became a way. What generation allows, the next becomes a norm for the next generation. Something's not right about that. Come on, let's use common sense. Something's not right about that. Amen. Let alone the Word of God. Try to finish it up. Something's not right when we're told to accept things we don't believe. Now, I know the Bible speaks of us as being sheep, but we're sheep to the good shepherd. We're not sheep to the government. We're not sheep to man. We're not sheep to the norms that's going on in the world today. I have one good shepherd. His name is Jesus. I will follow Him. I know His voice. He knows my voice. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. But something's not right when a group of people will blindly follow man. Not only follow, but told to keep quiet and not ask questions. It's not right. I think I've already mentioned this, but when believing in Jesus offends certain groups, I want to share something with you. Not only am I saved because of the mercy and grace of Jesus Christ, not only are my sins washed away because of the shedding of His blood, but I want to confess to you, I am born and saved again, or saved and born again today because it offended my lifestyle. It convicted my soul. It penetrated my heart. Where did we get the feeling that we come into a church to be comforted and entertained rather than preach the Word of God and let our lives measure up to the Word? I will be honest with you, her Word hurts me sometimes in a good way. Because it lines me up. Because if I stay out of the Word, I get out of line. When I don't pray, come on, things begin to bother me. But I'm so glad I can go to the Lord anytime, day or night. It doesn't matter what time it is. He's always on call. He's always ready, amen, to heal me, to touch me, to deliver me. Amen. But something's not right. We may want to cut the live feed on this next one, but that's all right. You can't. No, I'm just kidding. Look around you today. You'll see some empty pews. And we understand that. But there are churches today where they're packed out. And if they're preaching the word of God, more power to them. Amen. Do it. Do it. You don't have to get in this church to be saved. But you better get in one that preaches the gospel. But when church becomes a social club instead of a house of prayer, something's not right. Something's not right. Amen. It's all right to have programs in church. It's all right to have fun drives and all of that is wonderful. But if that's all you're concerned about and you're not a house of prayer, you're not a saving station for the lost, you're not one that's standing in the pulpit and preaching the Word of God and not adding your opinion to it, but preaching what the Word of God is and seeing souls born again and seeing souls baptized and seeing souls refreshed in the Spirit of God, then something's not right. It's not right. And I want to try to end with this. Something's not right when we've lost our first love. Because I want to tell you how all of these other things came to play. And I could go on and on and on. The list, I didn't nowhere near scratch the surface of the list that things are not right in the world today. But I'll tell you something that is right. The Word of God. And something's not right when we as a nation have lost our first love. Our first love is not our government. Our first love is not our money. Shouldn't be. Listen, I love this church and I love you, but our first love is not this church. Our first love is God. Always will be, always has been. God is the very epitome of love. In fact, the Bible says God is love. If you got God, you got love. You got love for your neighbor. You got love for that busybody you work with. Oh, brother, you don't tell me I have to love them. Yes, you do. You got to love that supervisor, too. It's always on your case. You know what makes a supervisor so irritable? When they're just raking you over the coals, you just look at them and say, thank you for helping me. I appreciate that. The depths of my heart. You'll get some mad at Sir Ann Lee. But society wants to fight back. Society wants to hate everybody that doesn't think like them. Where do you see that in the Bible? The Bible says love your enemies. Love them that spitefully use you. Love everybody. You know how you're supposed to love? Love everybody. Don't pick and choose. Love everybody. God loves everybody. He doesn't agree with everybody. He doesn't agree with the sins that people do, but he loves you. Had he not loved me, he would never called me to an altar of repentance. I'm so thankful that he did. I know that we hadn't shouted. I know that we hadn't run the aisles. But if I could get you just to agree with maybe if nothing more than an emotional nod or just, would you agree with me that something's not right in the world? Not only does the word bear it out, you Holy Ghost filled people know what I'm talking about. My spirit feels. You know, there's times in my life when things seem so drastic that I will even look toward the eastern sky, almost expecting any minute for it to split wide open, the trumpet sound. You're sitting here today and you fear that day, something's not right. The Bible says when you see these things begin to come to pass, look up. For your redemption draweth nigh. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I need a piano player and a keyboard player and a drummer. Hallelujah. Don't you love these volunteers, man? Hallelujah. I believe God's going to have special instruments in heaven just for them. Amen. Now I need some singers. Hallelujah. Those that can sing on key, those that can't, that are all, everybody can sing. Hallelujah. I want you to stand to your feet. I have spent about 30 or 35 minutes telling you everything that's wrong, or not everything, but something's wrong. We can feel it. We understand it. We know it. But I want to spend the last 5 minutes telling you about something that is right. Amen. Let me tell you something. The Spirit of God is right. The Word of God is right. His holiness is right. Amen. You need to be right in your heart. Not necessarily in your mind, but you need to be right in your heart. And if you're not right in your heart today, if you're not fully sold out to Jesus, if you've not opened your doors of your heart wide open and said, Jesus, fill me with your Spirit, then today is the day of salvation. Proverbs 14 and 12. There is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Not what you perceive that is right, but what the Word says is right. You see, I do not want to be uncertain when I walk out those doors. Hallelujah. I want to know that I'm ready. Give me key of G. I got the Holy Ghost down in my heart, just like the Bible says. I've got the Holy Ghost down in my soul, just like the Bible says. Well, I've been to the water, Lord, I got baptized. My soul got happy, I'm satisfied. Ain't nothing for my journey now. Just like the Bible, just like the Bible, just like the Bible says. I need some singers. Got the Holy Ghost down in my soul, just like the Bible says. I've got the Holy Ghost down in my soul, just like the Bible says. Well, I've been to the water and I got baptized. My soul got happy, I'm satisfied. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now, just like the Bible. Just like
now, I want to hear all the saved folks sing it with
me.
I got the Holy Ghost down in my soul, just like the Bible says.
I got the Holy Ghost down in my soul, just like the Bible says. Well, I've been to the water and I've been baptized. My soul got happy, now I'm satisfied. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Just like the Bible, just like the Bible, just like the Bible says. I got the Holy Ghost down in my soul, just like the Bible says. I got the Holy Ghost down in my soul, just like the Bible said. Well, I went to the water and I got baptized. My soul is happy, now I'm satisfied. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Just like the Bible, just like the Bible, just like the Bible says.
Today's the day to get ready. Well, I've been to the water,
I got baptized.
My soul got happy,
now I'm satisfied. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Just like the Bible, just
like the Bible, just like the Bible says.
Turn to your neighbor and say, I feel something that is right. I feel not the world, not what men think, but I know that I feel the Spirit of the Lord in this house. And that feels right to me. Amen. That always will lead you right. One more time.
I got the Holy Ghost down in my soul, just like the Bible says. I got the Holy Ghost down in my soul, just like the Bible says. Well, I've been to the water and I've been baptized. My soul, I'm happy now, I'm satisfied. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Just like the Bible, just like the Bible, just like the Bible says.
Can you say amen? Give the Lord praise. Give it praise. Hallelujah. There's a song that says, Jesus is right for whatever's wrong in your life. May God bless you. This lets me know that if no one is in the altar, then everyone is ready to meet the Lord should he come or call today. What a blessing that is to know. Amen. We love you. Have a blessed day. If you can, come back and be with us tonight. There's no telling what God is able to do and what God might do. Amen. Because he doesn't ask me, what do you want tonight? Amen. I just ask him, what does he want tonight? Turn to your neighbor and say, you know what? I love you. And I love you. May God bless you. Brother Jim, if you'd come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You love the Lord? Let's give him an amen and praise his holy name. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We love each and every one of you. Powerful word this morning. You know, God knows what we need to hear, doesn't he? Each and every time. You know, we just need to be available. We just end up thank y'all for joining with us this morning and just letting the Lord just minister to us. He's not done. He's definitely not done. Because things aren't right. Thank you, brother, for obeying the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. This altar is still open if anyone needs prayer this morning. Even if you just need a renewing. Maybe don't let that little voice sometimes say, if you go up there, they're going to think the worst of you. No, we're brothers and sisters. We pray for each other. It doesn't matter what it is. We don't even have to know. God knows. As long as you release it to him, praise God. Well, alrighty then. We're going to get ready to dismiss, but I'm going to invite each, Brother Eddie already has, but invite each and every one of you back to service tonight. Because this is a special, special day. It's the day the Lord has made. And we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. Praise God. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just love and praise you. Lord, we thank you for letting your Spirit flow amongst us. Dear Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for your love. Dear Lord, you know who we are and you still love us, dear Lord. But Lord, we're your children, dear Lord, and we just ask for you to guide us and direct us and keep us. Lord, as we prepare to depart, dear Lord, again, we thank you for each and everyone that's here this morning. Those watching online, Lord, we're asking for your blessings to continue to flow on us. Lord, keep us safe as we go our different ways, dear Lord. Bring us back together, dear Lord, in your house this evening. But, dear Lord, we praise you and we thank you for answering prayers. Lord, we thank you for just releasing us from that bondage, Lord, that comes against us. Dear Lord, and we just love and praise you. Give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Have a wonderful afternoon. Also, a quick announcement. Next Sunday morning, make plans. Invite somebody who want to fill the house. Sister Benita Eileen will be ministering to music next Sunday morning with us. Praise God. Everybody's invited.